Well, looks like we've been partnered up for this project. I don't know what the teacher was thinking, pairing me up with your dumbass, but what can we do about it? Did you think I didn't try that? I went up to her after class yesterday and asked if we could change partners, but she refused to relent. So, my house or yours? Seriously? You still ask your parents' permission to bring people over? Yeah, probably because you don't have any friends. Fine, my place it is. Meet me at the bus stop after school. Don't be late, or else. Ugh, I don't have the energy to deal with your pathetic antics right now. I'm off. You better be there. Oh, good, you're here. Well, let's go. You thought we were gonna take the bus. Are you dumb? No. I just told you to meet me out here because I didn't want to be seen with you at school. Now, let's go. Hey, need I remind you what happened the last time you tried to go against me? Yeah, that's what I thought. If you don't want to be taught another lesson, especially out in the open, then I highly suggest you follow me. What are you so afraid of? You think I'll hurt you? You know, when you're scared out of your wits like that, you're actually quite adorable. No, I'm not going to hurt you. At least, not yet. We do have a project to finish after all. Now, come along. Welcome to my humble abode. Yes, I'm aware it's anything but humble, but that's what happens when your parents' entire lives revolve around work. Anyway, you should be honored. I've never brought anyone from school here. What part of anyone do you not understand? Of course, I didn't bring any of my so-called friends here. What do I mean by so-called? Wow, you are dense. Listen, sweetheart, all those people I associate myself with at school aren't actually friends. They're people I can use to get what I want. Obviously, I need to stay on good terms with them, not that I need them, but it's just more convenient for me to do so in the long run. Just put your stuff down somewhere. It doesn't matter. Why am I being so nice? Oh, sweetheart, you have so much to learn. Anyway, sit. I'll grab my stuff. When is this stupid thing due? Oh, good. We have some time then. What time did you say you had to get home? I see. Give me your phone. You must have short-term memory loss or something because this is the second time today you try to go against me. Good. Was that so hard, sweetheart? Thought not. Let's see. Hello? Hi, I'm so sorry to bother you. Yes, I'm their partner for the project. Oh, yes, it's lovely to make your acquaintance as well, ma'am. I just wanted to ask if it would be all right if they stayed over for dinner? Yes. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry to bother you with this. Oh no, it's no trouble at all, really. Thank you. All right, take care. There. Alibi set. Don't act so surprised. You can't always get what you want if you're a raging bitch all the time. Now then. Why so surprised? You didn't really think that you were going to leave here unscathed? Innocent as ever. I wonder if you'll stay this way after I'm done with you. I told you. I own you. I can do whatever I want to you. And you're in my territory now, which means there's no escape for you now. You didn't. Oh, you little tease. Biting now, are we? Since when did my little pet grow claws? Well, you're going to be a lot more fun to break. There we go. See how easily I can have you gasping for air? If you didn't want this, you could have easily stopped me. But now, you're here, under me, choking. Want me to stop? No. I think you like this, you little masochist. You look so good like this. And breathe. There you go. That's it. Breathe. Slowly. Otherwise, you'll start hyperventilating. There you go. Next time you want a bite, just ask. I'd be ever so happy to indulge my little masochist. Aw, are you embarrassed? Or are you still out of breath from choking? But those bruises are already starting to form on your neck. Oh, delightful. Was this a part of my plan? Well, to be honest, the teacher partnering us up before was just a happy accident, but one I wasn't going to complain about. Of course I lied about that, stupid. Why would I pass up an opportunity like this? You're at my mercy now. If I wanted to, I could keep you here, lock you in a cage, away from the rest of the world. I can make your whole world about me, just as my whole world is about you. Would you like that? Your expression is so delightful. Be careful, little tease. Otherwise, I'll seriously keep you here. I don't want anyone but me to have the pleasure of seeing that look. But I did promise your parents that you'll be home safe and sound. So, another time, perhaps. But before we start actually being productive, I have to teach my little masochist a lesson, don't I? You defied me twice in one day, and that's not acceptable. No. No, it isn't.